I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
And welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, we're going to have a show jam-packed with information, and much of it would be considered by the mainstream public to be totally untrue. It'll be so far out of the box that it wouldn't even be believable by most of the population. And we'll be talking about reality creation. We'll be talking about the super psychic kids of China. And we'll be talking about some amazing, amazing new discoveries along the lines of healing. But before we get into the heart of the program, we're going to kick things off in our usual manner by playing the Hari Om mantra meditation by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth that play that now, that'd be great.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari,
Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari
Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om
not familiar with Shanti. Shanti is the word for peace. And I'd like at this time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for longtime listeners of ET Yoga, you'll also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. Just to be consistent with the whole concept of being self-empowered in as many areas as you can. And moving on to the heart of the conversation for this evening, we'll start off talking a little bit about reality creation. And one of the reasons at the top of the show that I said that probably half the population would not think that some of the information presented on this program tonight is going to be true is because about half the population doesn't believe there's a connection between what you think and what you experience. And that statement was also given by Merlin the magician. And he talks about there being a kind of a demarcation line between third density consciousness and fourth density consciousness. And that line exists where people realize that it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, your intentions, and your emotions that create your experience of outer reality. So that being a square one in terms of belief, I kind of talk about reality creation in three different areas. First area being all the beliefs that we download from childhood. And I don't know if there's an exact time on that, but certainly the first 6 or 7 years of life, we're pretty much downloading belief systems from our original caregivers. And if you really do some extensive research into what you actually do believe and the thoughts that you practice, which turn into beliefs, you'll find that a lot of this does come from your early childhood. And no doubt there's also some connection there with some subconscious beliefs from previous lifetimes as well. And so this is an area that I think is a matter of maturation, that there comes a point in time where we start to examine our belief systems because we realize how important they are. And thank our original caregivers for all those wonderful ideas that we were given and that we were taught. And also to explore some of those concepts and ideas that may not serve us any longer, or that because of the evolution of consciousness, we find that maybe some of those concepts weren't accurate. And we have done on ET Yoga several shows concerning reprogramming old beliefs. I'm not going to go into that this evening because there wouldn't be enough time to cover that and all the other things I want to cover this for this program. But a very, very important little technique or process to learn how to reprogram old beliefs. And the second area that I include in my kind of broad definition of reality creation comes from Bashar, and Bashar's idea that you can place positive spin on outer circumstances, and that's connected with the whole idea that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings, that we place an emotional spin on an outer circumstance, and a positive spin on an outer circumstance will create a positive experience. When you buy into the outer experience as a negative experience and throw an emotional spin on it, you'll have an emotional experience, a negative emotional experience of those circumstances. And to me, this is really, really the heart of starting to get into reality creation. Because if you start practicing this technique of throwing positive spin on areas that you perceive as being negative, you will see that the outcomes change into a positive experience. And thus, it's a very, very, very powerful but simple technique. And that technique basically is to identify anything in your life that you would label as a negative and spend a few minutes mustering up as much positive emotion as you can around that subject. And even if you can't see any possible way that something good can come from it, well, you can even say to yourself, I don't see any possible way anything positive could come from this, but I'm going to throw a positive spin on it anyway and put as much emotion into that feeling of something good coming from this. And in fact, I challenge the audience right now to try this technique on this program in the next hour. Just say to yourself that there's something positive about this program, and this evening I'm going to experience that. And throw a positive spin on, emotionally, those thoughts. And near the end of the program, I'll try and remember to remind you about that and see if there was something, some idea, something clicked, some positive experience that came about because of placing positive spin on the program. Now, the ET Yoga program wouldn't necessarily be an example of a negative. So it just gives you an idea that you can use it for even what you might perceive as a neutral circumstance. So in utilizing the whole concept of positive spin, I think once you get the hang of it, it blows your mind because it actually works. And I've done over 100 ET Yoga shows, and on many of those shows, I've challenged the listening audience to try this experiment, log the situation, and keep written track of when you place positive spin on outer circumstance. Some issues will take care of themselves very rapidly, and some do take time. You kind of get a hang for the whole concept, and once you get the idea, you kind of will know that certain situations will take more time than others. And it also follows along the concept of there can't be an event without two sides. There's going to be a positive side to any event. It's like a coin. You can't have one unless there's a positive and there's a negative. So there's a positive to every possible situation. And I remember once being interviewed on, I think it was Unica's Radio Hour with Mr. Stanley was the co-host. And he, one of his listeners asked me, what possible benefit could there have been of the Fukushima incident? And my response would be that, well, possibly it would be an eye-opener to the rest of the world that nuclear power is really not worth the risk. And no doubt, we didn't quite learn our lesson from that one, so no doubt there'll probably be another one coming along. And when enough people realize that it's not the way to go. And I do note that there are several countries now that are shutting down their nuclear facilities, but it's definitely not worth the risk. So something positive could come from that realization. And I think what you'll find is that the power of positive spin, well, at least to me, is the easiest way to practice reality creation. Because you can log it down, keep track of it, see how it works, And as I said, once you get the hang of it, you'll just love it. Now, the third area of what I call reality creation involves intentional creation of the outer circumstance in the first place. So it's not a situation that's already happening that you view as a negative, but it's, you're actually creating a totally new situation. And in that one, I would state that the most important factor here is the concept that you can't experience anything unless you're a frequency match for it. So what you're doing is you're trying to create yourself as a frequency match for what you want to experience. And it's a tricky area. And one of the parts that make it tricky would be that, let's say there's something that you're trying to attract into your life that you don't have. By being the frequency of not having it, you're not creating yourself as a perfect match for that thing that you're trying to attract. So it's kind of tricky, and it basically revolves around the idea that the universe can't tell whether you're imagining something or you're actually experiencing it. Kind of like your mind can't tell the difference between an actual experience and watching television, for example. So it's kind of a tricky process, because what's really necessary here is trying to close the gap with respect to your personal resonance with the universal intelligence field. And one of the best ways to do that is by being in a state of gratitude and appreciation, and then visualizing, imagining that the situation has already occurred. It's already happened. And if you want a really good physical demonstration of how that concept can work, I suggest you go to Greg Braden. That's Braden, Greg Braden's Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, the video on YouTube. And in this video, you'll see some practitioners there that make a tumor dissolve in about 3 minutes. And it's a perfect example of this concept. It's relatively new in the Western world and Western thinking. And actually, for most people, they would think of it as more of a miracle than a technology. But if it's done enough, and there are practitioners that do these things, then you can label it as a technology. And Greg, actually, in his explanation of the whole process, actually does call it a technology. And if you haven't seen that one will really help you click with this concept and also give you a feel for it in case you're interested. And there are several self-empowering coaches out there that also use this technique and recommend it by wanting to attract something into your life. The best or the easiest way is to get in the highest state possible that you can. Either in a meditation or possibly even an out-of-body experience, but whatever way or manner that you feel that you can get in the highest vibrational state that you can, while you're in that state, especially at the causal level, then that's where you can give thanks and appreciation for already having received that situation, or mentally visualizing and imagining yourself in the situation where that is happening. And again, imagination being a very, very powerful tool. And it's obvious to me, looking at all the new technologies that are out there, that there's definitely a focus towards getting people, and especially young kids, to focus their attention outwardly in all these video games and getting them kind of really addicted to the outer technologies, because outer technologies only produce beta brain waves, and you want to get into creating more alpha brain waves by utilizing your imagination. And you're never too old to use the imagination, so it's a very powerful tool, and we should all spend more time with our imaginations. And as Bashar would say, I magi nation. We're a nation of magicians. And also connected with this whole concept of intentional creation, came across some information from Abraham Hicks. And actually, when Abraham Hicks was asked by someone in the audience about his information and Bashar's, if they ever got together, they said no, they had never met, but that they did agree that the information was from the same knowledge stream, just a little bit different approach. So a very close connection between Abraham Hicks, and it's usually he is channeled through Esther Hicks. And I think definitely if you haven't checked out any of their videos, and there's a lot of them on YouTube, it's really good stuff. And for people who have followed Bashar information for the last 25 years, you'll find that it's very consistent there. And again, what I found over the course of time was that the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Syrians and Esasani, who are now called the Shekinah, the information in this area has all been around thought creates, belief creates. One of the core concepts of definitely of Bashar information, and also the College of Christ Consciousness, which was used to be on the internet. I had some problems finding or locating all these ultimate truths of reality the other day when I checked it to kind of do an update to see if there was more information. And that was originally done by Gene Hatch, who channeled Mother Mary. And I thought it was just fabulous information at the College of Christ Consciousness and the Ultimate Truths of Reality, which virtually were all around belief systems. And from time to time, I do give those on ET Yoga, so that information will definitely not be lost. And with respect to the Abraham Hicks information, some of it states that within 17 seconds of focusing on something, a matching vibration becomes activated. And now, as that focus becomes stronger and the vibration becomes clearer, the laws of attraction will bring you more thoughts that match. And at this point, the vibration will not have much attraction power, but if you maintain your focus longer, the power of the vibration will become further reaching. And if you manage to stay purely focused upon any thought for as little as 68 seconds, that vibration is powerful enough that its manifestation begins. When you repeatedly return to a pure thought, maintaining it for at least 68 seconds, in a short period of time, hours in some cases, or a few days in others, that thought becomes a dominant thought. And once you achieve a dominant thought, you will experience matching manifestations until you change it. And the key here would be to remember that the thoughts you think equal your point of attraction, and that you get what you think about whether you want it or not, and that your thoughts equal vibration, and that vibration is then answered by the law of attraction. And as your vibration expands and becomes more powerful, it eventually becomes powerful enough for manifestation to occur. And also in connection with the Palladian sources that talk about the same concept, certainly this also connects a lot with the Seth material. So if you don't know about the Seth material, that was Jane Roberts and her channelings and amazing stuff. I personally have not gone into any detail reading of the raw material, and I didn't take the Course in Miracles, but I have seen excerpts from both of those, and certainly that information touches upon these concepts as well. And in other words, what you think and therefore feel and what manifests in your experience is always a vibrational match. And this is the key thing here, that thought creates, you can say belief creates, or you can say that you have to be a frequency match for what you experience. In some form or another, it's your thoughts and beliefs that are matching a frequency vibration. And you have the ability to direct your thoughts, and you have the option of observing things as they are, or imagining them as you want them to be. And whichever option you choose, whether you are imagining or observing, is equally powerful. You have the option of remembering something as it actually occurred, or imagining it as you prefer. You have the option of remembering something that pleased you, or remembering something that did not please you. You have the option of anticipating something you want, or anticipating something you do not want. In every case, your thoughts produce a vibration, and that equals your point of attraction. And then circumstances and events line up to match the vibrations that you have offered. And you have the ability to place your attention wherever you decide. So it's possible to distract yourself from something unwanted and put your attention upon something wanted. But when a vibration within you is one you have practiced a great deal, the tendency is to continue to offer the vibration in the way you have been practicing it, no matter how much you wish it to be different. So it's not a difficult thing to change the pattern of your vibration, especially when you understand that you can do it a little bit at a time. Once you have an understanding of how vibrations work and how they affect your experience, and most important, what your emotions are telling you about your vibrations, now you can make steady, fast progress towards the achievements of anything you desire. Now, in the Abraham Hicks material, they give some just amazing, I think just astounding information. Now, how they come up with this information, I have no clue. But to give you an idea of how powerful this idea of holding a pure thought for 17 seconds is, it apparently equals 2,000 action hours. Holding a thought for 17 seconds is equal to 2,000 action hours. That 34 seconds is equal to 20,000 action hours. And that 51 seconds equals 200,000 action hours. And 68 seconds, amazingly, 2 million action hours. Now, I know a lot of people out there would think that, wow, Gino, that's just really simple, or those are outrageous estimations of the power. But it's not so easy to hold a pure thought for 68 seconds, according to, like, definition, because you need to be in alignment with your higher self when you're making and holding this thought. It needs to be pure in vibration without resistance of any kind. So let's put it this way. If you're in need of something and you're trying to create a prayer thought, that need alone is creating an incongruent frequency with being a match for what it is you want. Again, it can be tricky. And it sounds really simple, but it's something that you need to play with. And when you align your energies with the energies that create worlds, when you are no longer contradicting of your core, amazing things happen. And I think this is the whole key here, is that it's that problem of, like with the money one, of, well, if you don't have it and you're trying to attract it, how do you create yourself to be a frequency match for having it? That's the problem. And that's the one that you have to get, something similar that you need to get creative about in order to create yourself as a frequency match. And 17 seconds doesn't sound like much. But as the Abraham Hicks material says, as he watches the population, most people at about the 8-second mark begin your contradictory vibrations. And most of you do not make it through a whole sentence without contradicting the vibration of your desire. And so they give an example. Abraham, I want more money. I'm tired of the struggle. That was about 3 seconds, and already you got tired of the struggles in there, and that's a incongruent vibration. Abraham, I want so much to be well. I'm frightened of this illness. These are just examples of how we have been trained to be so objective that we keep vibrating and shooting ourselves in the foot. It's like saying, I want a cup of tea, and so you turn on the fire, and just before it boils, you turn it off, and then you turn it on again, and then just before it boils, you turn it off, and you keep doing that over and over and over, and finally you say, I've been trying to get some hot tea, and I just can't seem to do it. And according to Abraham, just says, just leave it on. Just leave it on a little longer. And I think the reason it is difficult is because you have been trained to weigh the pros and the cons, the pluses and the minuses. You've been taught that this is balanced or even-minded. You know, this is how we're programmed in our society. In fact, if you really think about it, when you're watching, a television program that, you know, they go around the world to find something wrong with some not well-being going on in the world, or a big problem, or it's kind of like to be in alignment with your higher self. I mean, do you think what would your higher self say by watching the same program? Would it look at the world and find fault with the world? Probably not. I mean, so when you're finding fault with the world, you're placing yourself in an incongruent position to your higher self. You're not in alignment. They call it on the Esther Hicks program, they call that the vortex. I like to call it being in alignment with your higher self. But as Bashar would say, when you're in alignment with your higher self, you experience the emotions of joy and excitement and love, unconditional love and compassion and gratitude. You experience the positive emotions. When you're having negative emotions, you're not in alignment with your higher self. When you're not in alignment with your higher self, you're not going to be very good at manifesting either. Because you're putting out an incongruent vibration with the energy flow that you want to be used to help you be a reality creator. And they state that a lady with a financial issue, a health issue, and a relationship issue, she had practiced negative thought so much. And now she's trying to put a new practice by thinking positive thoughts. They stated that it was still sort of a watered-down process. So Abraham suggested to take 3 subjects that she did not already have a habit of negative thought about. And Abraham picked blue glass, which was talked about, and then feathers for about 17 seconds, and then they talked about butterflies for 17 seconds. And later the universe had managed to deliver in dramatic fashion all three subjects. So in time, in hours or days, the woman experienced those subjects that they talked about for 17 seconds. And they do give a process there called forking, where you start to have a thought about a certain subject, and then after 17 seconds, another thought comes in to match it, the matching frequency. And again, this all fits in with the physics of how Bashar says the positive spin works, is that basically what you're doing is that you're connecting with, since the universe is holographic, you're connecting with those holographic inserts that match the vibration of what it is you're attracting. And so you're hitting a bank of positive experiences that are possible, and there may be multiple ones, and you're going to attract one of the positive ones, and works exactly the same way that this technique does of Abraham Hicks. And the reason you do not know that the universe is responding to your vibration is because you're saying that I want a new red car, but it's too expensive. And again, we have a habit of placing incongruent vibrations in with our wishes. And if you play this game enough, you'll learn two wonderful things. And the first is that you will show yourself that you have the ability to hold your mind on something for 17 seconds. And if you can do it for the first 17, you can do it for the second and the third and the fourth. In other words, for 34, 51, and 68 seconds. And the other thing that will happen is it will give you the opportunity, it will give the opportunity to the universe to show you that it is already responsive to your vibration. You're going to learn that you really are a beaming energy that is being responded to, and it's going to give you a sense of control. It's going to give you a sense of being the deliberate creator that you really are. That is why you're here, because we all are creators. But let us put this into a very clear terms for you. You are creators, meaning you are focusers of energy. If you do not have the ability to hold a thought, you cannot be a creator. You are not regurgitators. I mean, that's what this our whole system of society is based upon, right? Regurgitating information, not creating new experiences. You did not come forth to just observe all over the place and vibrate all over the place. You came forth to direct energy. And by directing energy, you must hold the thought. Now, how do you know how you're doing? In other words, how do you know whether you are holding a thought or not? Well, you have to get sensitive about the way you're feeling, because you can actually feel the fluctuations of the vibrations within you. Your emotional guidance system, in other words, the way you feel is the way you know how you're doing. Imagine a room fan, one of those well-made, heavy, expensive, heavy-duty room fans, and it's blowing air in your direction. And it's so well-made that even though you can feel the stream of air blowing air in your direction, and it's so well-made that even though you can feel the stream of air blowing toward you, you can't hear it. It's barely making any sound at all. Now, stick your pencil in the fan, and that would create quite a ruckus, wouldn't it? Well, that pencil in the fan, that's exactly what negative emotion is. When you introduce a lower vibration into a higher vibration, you can feel the fluctuation of the energy. A pencil in the fan is an extreme example of a fluctuation of energy, but that's exactly what negative emotion is. When you have a desire, when you have a thought about something, and you have brought yourself to a place of desire, and then you conclude, I can't have that, then you introduce that I can't have it thought to the higher, faster frequency of desire. That disappointment or negative emotion is your pencil in the fan. It is you introducing a lower, slower vibration into a higher, faster frequency. You get the sense of what we're talking about? As you begin to play with this, have you ever noticed, have you ever known someone, whereas the longer you talk to them, the better you felt? It was just this friend that when you got together, you always got feeling good, you got silly, you had fun. Have you ever been with anyone? Usually it's when you're very young, usually about the teenage years is when this all stops. But you get together with that group of people, and they're all in that happy vibration, and you just play and play and play until you just parlay it into higher and higher vibration, until you feel that there is nothing that you cannot do. And that's the feeling we want you to reconnect with. We want you to understand that if you could just hold a thought, any thought, for 17 seconds, it's going to combust and give you that energy sensation. And as you do this, as you begin to do it deliberately, and then you see the universe responding, you become creative things. You begin to then step into the shoes that you intended when you decided to come forth. You said, I will go forth into this sea of contrast, this blessed contrast, and out of this contrast, it will be easy for me to come to a conclusion. And once I reach a conclusion, then all I have to do is hold my thought in a similar vibration to my conclusion, and as I do that, I will achieve a vibrational outpouring that the universe will match. I am creator, you said. And I think that's some really good tips and advice from Abraham Hicks on improving in that whole area. And I want to move on now to... because I was doing some research on an update on the super psychic children of China, and also as it relates to the children of AIDS, because the two are connected, because some of these kids have a similar experience as to a child that was reported by Drenvala Melchizedek about, oh, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, about this child that was... born with AIDS and had AIDS until he was about 5 years old, and then all of a sudden they tested him and he was AIDS-free and they couldn't figure out what was going on. And then they tested him and found out that he had 4 codons activated in his DNA that the rest of the population didn't. And it virtually not only made him HIV-free, but they tried to, they tested his DNA in a petri dish against all kinds of disease, and he's virtually like immune to disease. And also that this is, can be passed on to others, and we don't hear much about this kind of stuff. Of course, it's very positive news. And anyway, in China, there have been like, I don't know, 100,000 kids identified that they called it super psychics, and from what I heard from Drenvala, they said about 80% of these kids started losing some of their powers when puberty came along. So these kids were followed from the time they were very young, and but about 20% just continued, and then they continued like expanding in amazing ways to the point where apparently the people that were studying them, and they all freaked out, and the government freaked out, and I don't know, they started sending arrest warrants for Qigong masters and stuff. I mean, I guess, I don't know, according to Drenvala, things kind of got spiraled out of hand. And anyway, since 1974, stories have been coming out of China about a race of super psychic kids. And these children, when blindfolded, can see either with their ears, their nose, their mouth, their tongue, their armpits, their hands, and their feet. And apparently what's so amazing of all of it is that it's real, and these children were able to demonstrate that whatever they think becomes reality. And one child would take a sealed bottle of pills off a shelf at random, like vitamin pills, for example. And the bottom bottle would be sealed with the original plastic wrap and have a tightly screwed metal or plastic top. And the bottle would then be placed in the center of a large bare table. Then a video camera would observe what happened next. The child would say to the audience that they were beginning, but nothing was visible to the audience. And then suddenly the pills inside the sealed bottle would pass right through the glass and appear on the table. And the child would then take another object, such as a coin, and set it on the table, and it would pass into the sealed bottle. And as I said at the top of the show, there's a lot of people out there that that would think this is just, you know, this isn't true. Like, this is, yeah, it is true. And check it out yourself. Do your own research on the internet. And it's just goes to show what's really possible. And in his book, Yuri Geller, called My Story, Yuri tells of when he went on TV and asked people to get knives and spoons and forks and place them in front of the television sets. And with millions of witnesses, he then bent the tableware before their eyes. And in the light of the Chinese experience, this has an interesting side effect. Because from the phone calls after the show, it was discovered that over 1,500 children were able to do the same thing just by seeing it happen on one time. And they could all bend the metal tableware with their minds. And the Chinese authorities have also found that they can even take children who are not known to be psychics. And in the presence of the naturally psychic kids, the normal children can perform the same wonderful feats. I mean, this stuff is, to me, it was way out there. And medical researchers at UCLA are discovering some youngsters with unique DNA patterns that no one else has. They have 24 active DNA codons. And people normally have only 20 active codons, and these children have remarkable resistance to illness and seem to be immune to any disease. And I mean, this is factual information. And this Falun Gong refers to five sets of movements, which include physical exercise and meditation, that practitioners believe heightens their physical well-being, spiritual well-being, and their moral awareness. And Falun Gong motions are done to rotate the Falun, and they call that a spinning body of energy said to be located at the lower abdomen. And followers believe that performing the exercises, which releases negative elements from the body and remedies abnormal conditions within the body. Falun Gong stems from the Chinese tradition of Qigong. And as the 1990s drew to a close, psychic research became became a center of controversy, as many masters of Qigong meditation promoted their practices as a path to mysterious spiritual powers. And the Chinese government took a negative view of some of these activities, especially those that rejected the use of conventional medicine. And in China, there's a hospital that routinely dissolves cancer tumors using the 5,000-year-old healing practice called Qigong. In fact, there is a stunning videotape showing hospital practitioners dissolving a cancer patient's orange-sized tumor in 40 seconds. And I'm going to spell this because I don't think I could pronounce it properly. It looks like Huaxia. It's H-U-A-X-I-A. H-U-A-X-I-A. Then the next word is Zhining. Looks like Zening Qigong. So at that center is the world's largest medicineless hospital. And four Qigong masters from the hospital dissolved the tumor described, while two doctors monitored the procedure via real-time CT scan. And since this Qigong Center opened its doors in 1980, the center has treated more than 135,000 patients with 180 different diseases and has achieved an overall success rate of 95%. Now, to me, I mean, to me, this is the future of medicine. I mean, this is what gets me excited about the whole concept of reality creation and vibrational matches and utilizing the universal energies and being in heart brain resonance. I mean, this is real healing, and this is really and this isn't about money. This is about people. And Qigong is a Chinese healing practice using movement, affirmations, breath work, visualizations, and meditation to improve the flow of vital energy of life force called the Qi. And Qigong healing masters are able to accomplish healing simply by projecting Qi on a patient or on a part of the body afflicted with an ailment or disease. And in the early 1980s, Liu Yangfeng, Ph.D., a senior scientist at the National Electroacoustic Laboratory in Beijing, China, discovered that the hands of Qigong masters emitted high levels of low-frequency acoustical waves. And apparently every human being generates such acoustical waves, but the signals generated by the Qigong masters are 100 times more powerful than the average individual and 1,000 times more powerful than those who are elderly or ill. And Qigong may sound unbelievable to Western doctors who are untrained in energy healing methodologies. However, even Harvard physicians who have experienced Qigong healing admit that they can feel electrical sensations in their bodies when a Qigong master projects his invisible healing energy onto them. And Dr. Hong Liu, a Qigong master, now resides in California and is the author of Mastering Miracles, and he's demonstrated the ability to project Qi that is lethal to cancer cells. And while at Shanghai Red Cross Hospital, he emitted Qi to kill cancer cells that were being cultured in a petri dish, and the cancer cells in the dish died, while the cancer cells in a control dish that received no Qi continued to flourish. Qigong has been shown to help heal not just cancer, but also cases of HIV, AIDS, coronary heart disease, hypertension, digestive problems, asthma, arthritis, insomnia, pain, depression, and anxiety. And although the practice of Qigong takes years to master, there's a shortcut. It's called the self-service form of Qigong called Qi Lei, which is taught at that Qigong center, and it definitely is a scientific and progressive self-healing system consisting of a set of simple exercises which dissolve the blockages so that Qi can flow throughout the body, bringing life to every cell. And if you want some more information on that, you can go to the Ancient Chinese Healing Qigong Dissolves Cancer Tumors for instructions, and that's go to Ancient Chinese Healing Qigong, that's Qigong, Qigong Dissolves Cancer Tumors, and for instructions on this self-service. And I know that Qigong is certainly catching on worldwide. I understand that there's about 100 million people in the world now that do practice Qigong. Lin Kai Ting, that's Linkaiting, he has a fabulous YouTube video on the internet, and I think, and he's actually, he does classes in Europe, in Romania, and also he's in Calgary at least once a year. And I know there's a big center in Calgary, Alberta. And obviously there's many, many different Qigong courses and classes all over the world. But I'm particularly interested in Lin Kai Ting because of word of mouth of amazing things that he's done at his workshops. So it's another one of those connections with yoga. There's a lot of places that have Qigong and yoga. Of course, most of the yoga is the Hatha yoga. And as we note on ET Yoga, when we speak about yoga, we talk about yoga meaning union of you and your higher self. And as Sri Swami Satchidananda taught in his integral yoga, which included six basic branches of yoga, the Hatha yoga was an important but still a relatively minor part of what yoga is about. But I can envision ET, yoga, Qigong all kind of go together. So hope that you found something interesting tonight. And I guess this is my reminder to those of you who put positive spin on listening to tonight's program. Did you have a positive experience? And if you did, I'd love to hear about it. In fact, you can contact me at paperfungo, that's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes by utilizing techniques or concepts that you heard on the program. And also, if you're inclined to email me, I'd love to hear about ideas that you may have for future programs, and also anything that I may mention on ET Yoga that you think is not accurate. I'm very interested in putting out accurate information, and I will research everybody's comments and try to I'll even bounce it off third parties to make sure that I will retract any comments I make that are not accurate. And as usual, at the close of the ET Yoga programs, I'd like to wish everybody my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and success in your reality creation experimentation. And as usual, we end the show with Bashar's XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, which is designed to expand consciousness. So if a guy has to play that now, that'd be great.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond. Going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now, and faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.